Mindfulness training course, the body scan. It's best to do the body scan somewhere where you feel comfortable, warm and secure, where you will not be interrupted. So setting aside some time for yourself so that you can be by yourself and with yourself. The body scan is usually done lying down, either on the floor or on a firm bed. But it's more important to find a position which doesn't cause any unnecessary strain or discomfort. So in a chair or in a different sitting position is also fine. So now coming to lie on your back, on a mat or on a carpet on the floor, or sitting in a chair, perhaps making sure you're not lying in a draft, and perhaps covering yourself with a blanket to make sure you don't get cold. If you find lying on the floor causes discomfort in the back, it's fine to have the knees bent with the feet flat on the floor, hip distance apart. Or you can lie on the floor with the feet raised, with the lower legs supported on a low stool or chair. It's also fine to use a folded blanket or a cushion to support your head if that relieves strain in the neck. So now, if you are lying on the floor, you might like to take a few moments to get into a comfortable position. So first, perhaps bending your knees, feet flat on the floor, hip width apart, and then just slightly lifting and tilting your pelvis to ease out the lower back, very gently, so moving the small of the back in the direction of the floor, and then slowly lowering back down to the floor, straightening the legs, releasing them to the floor so that they're falling away from each other, perhaps forming a V-shape with the feet turned out, so that now the legs are probably fairly close, but maybe not touching. Then using your hands to lift the base of the skull very gently away from the neck, so you're increasing the distance between your shoulders and your ears. And then slowly placing the head very gently back on the floor so that the chin is level and the neck comfortable. And then reaching your arms straight up towards the ceiling and rocking very slightly from side to side to broaden your back ribs, allowing the shoulder blades to move away from the spine. And then releasing your arms to your sides so that the backs of the hands come to rest on the floor. And now, if this feels okay to do, allowing your eyes to close gently. The body scan is about feeling, experiencing body sensations. There is no right way for these sensations to be. In the body scan, we are not trying to create good feelings. This practice is not about feeling better. It is about being better at feeling and noticing whatever is present. It is as if we are turning up the volume of the signals from different parts of the body as we tune into them in turn. Sometimes this may make the sensations appear more intense. At other times, we may become aware of an absence of sensations. The practice is simply to experience whatever is present in each moment. Of course, our minds will often have plenty to say, perhaps calling some sensations good and others bad. Perhaps also judging and commenting on our efforts, on the instructions, perhaps even the whole course. This judging commentary isn't wrong. It's just the mind doing its job. And the practice here is simply to notice this commentary of the mind when it happens, as best we can without getting lost in it. As we do the body scan, it's important to be gentle with ourselves, remembering there's no right way of doing this practice. In fact, trying too hard to relax can actually cause us to feel tense and uncomfortable. So it's recommended that we approach this meditation without having too many expectations of what we might want to achieve. And now, feeling the air entering the body and feeling the air leaving the body. No need to control the breath in any way. Simply letting the breath breathe itself. Air moving in the nostrils. Air moving in the throat. Air moving in the chest and the belly as it enters and leaves the lungs. Being present with each breath. Feeling the rhythm of breathing. No need to do anything. Simply experiencing each breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. Noticing if there are thoughts about the breath, and also being aware of the direct, wordless experience of the sensations of breathing. Feeling the air moving on the in-breath and the out-breath. And if at any time during this practice you encounter difficult sensations or feelings, it's fine to return your attention to the rhythm of the breath, focusing on each in-breath and each out-breath. Each in-breath, each out-breath. And now moving the spotlight of your awareness, the focus of attention, away from your breath and moving it intentionally down through your body, down to the toes of your left foot. Allowing awareness to settle on the toes of the left foot. Becoming aware of any sensations present in the left foot toes. perhaps sensations of warmth or coolness, perhaps tingling. Or perhaps no sensations at all, just an awareness of where your toes are. Letting whatever is present be present. Being with your big toe, little toe, toes in between. And now moving the spotlight of attention to the bottom of the left foot. Bringing curiosity to whatever sensations you find here. Ball of your foot, instep, heel. Perhaps there are sensations of pressure where your heel makes contact with the floor, or perhaps not. And then widening awareness to take in the whole of the left foot. And then focusing on the left foot and on the breath, holding them both in awareness. And then knowing that the foot is nourished by each breath, perhaps imagining the air entering the foot on the in-breath and leaving the foot on the out-breath. So breathing with or into the left foot. And then taking a slightly deeper breath right down into the left foot, and on the out-breath, allowing the focus of attention to move to the lower left leg. Coming to focus on sensations in the calf, the shin. Being with this region of the body, just as it is right now. Paying it close attention. And noticing if there are thoughts about the sensations experienced in this part of the body. No need to push the thoughts away, but also being aware of the direct physical sensations arising in the lower left leg. And seeing if it is possible to breathe with these sensations. Attention on the breath in the background. Attention on the lower left leg in the foreground. And taking a slightly deeper breath right down into the left leg. And on the out breath, letting go of the lower left leg and shifting the focus of attention to the left knee. Allowing awareness to rest on the left knee. Using this spotlight of attention to explore around and in the knee. And if there are thoughts about the sensations, noticing that and allowing the direct physical experience to take center stage in awareness. And knowing that the knee is nourished by every breath, perhaps imagining the air entering the knee on the in-breath and leaving the knee on the out-breath. Then taking a slightly deeper breath into the left knee, and on the out-breath moving to greet the upper left leg, the length of the left thigh. Becoming aware of exactly how this region of the body is right now. Approaching it with interest, with an open mind. Now holding awareness of the left leg in the foreground, awareness of the breath in the background. And again, perhaps imagining the breath entering the thigh on the in-breath and leaving on the out-breath. And taking a slightly deeper breath right into the left thigh, and on the out breath, letting go of the thigh completely and allowing the focus of attention to sweep down the right leg to the toes of the right foot. Allowing awareness to settle on the toes of the right foot. Becoming aware of any sensations arising in this part of the body. Perhaps using the spotlight of attention to explore each toe in turn. And then shifting awareness to the bottom of the right foot, ball of the foot, instep, heel. And then widening awareness to take in the whole of the right foot and breathing. Perhaps imagining the breath entering the foot on the in-breath and leaving on the out-breath. And taking a slightly deeper breath right down into the right foot, and on the out-breath, letting go of the right foot and allowing the focus of attention to shift to the lower right leg. Coming to meet whatever sensations are arising in the right calf, the right shin. Paying close attention to this region of the body. And being aware that the right lower leg is nourished, oxygenated by each breath. So imagining the breath entering the leg on the in-breath, leaving the leg on the out-breath. And if your mind wanders away from the body, simply noticing that, and then coming back to the sensations in the lower right leg. Then taking a slightly deeper breath in, and on the out-breath, moving to greet the right knee. Becoming aware of any sensations in this region of the body. And if your mind is providing some commentary on the sensations or on your efforts or on this practice, then noticing this commentary and allowing the direct physical sensations in the knee to take center stage again. And breathing. Then taking a slightly deeper breath into the right knee. And on the out-breath, allowing the focus of attention to shift to the upper right leg, the length of the right thigh, bone, muscles. Becoming aware of any sensations arising in this region of the body. Approaching them with interest, curiosity. And perhaps visualizing the breath entering the thigh, right to the center of the muscles and the bones on each in-breath. Leaving the thigh on each out-breath. And now focusing on the breath again, and with each in-breath, imagining the breath travelling down both legs, through the thighs, passing the knees, down the lower legs to the feet and out through the toes. And then on the in-breath, in through the toes and up through the legs to the chest and belly and out through the nose. So continuing to imagine the breath moving in this way, right down the body through the legs and out through the toes, and then into the toes. And then, with an out-breath, moving your awareness to the region of your pelvis. Exploring sensations in this part of your body. The contact of your bottom with the chair or floor. Awareness of the bones of the pelvis cradling the internal organs. Awareness of the genital area. So using the spotlight of attention to explore sensations in the pelvic region of the body. And again, noticing if the mind is reacting to these sensations. No need to stop the thoughts, but allowing the direct physical sensations to come into the foreground. And breathing. Then taking a slightly deeper breath right into the pelvic region. And on the out breath, allowing the focus of attention to shift to the lower back. All the way from the base of the spine up to the waist. The vertebrae in this part of the back, the muscles. Noticing any sensations of tightness, looseness, pressure. Noticing where your back touches the floor and where it doesn't. This is a region of the body which sometimes causes discomfort or even pain. So noticing if this is true for you right now. And if you are experiencing some intensity in this part of the body, or any part of the body as we do the body scan, as best you can, allowing that experience to be your experience, just as it is in this moment. Softening towards it rather than struggling against it. And breathing gently and kindly into and out from any intense sensations. Aware of the rhythm of the breath, nourishing the body. And taking a slightly deeper breath right down into the lower back, and on the out breath, shifting the focus of attention to the upper back, all the way from the waist to the base of the neck, bones in the upper spine, shoulder blades, back of the rib cage. Feeling sensations of contact of your back against the floor or chair. Perhaps sensing some movement in your back as you breathe in and out. And taking a slightly deeper breath right round the upper back, and on the out breath, shifting the spotlight of attention to move to the front of the body, and first to the abdomen or belly, noticing whatever is here to be noticed. Again, perhaps feeling the movement of the breath. And noticing if there are thoughts about this region of the body or about sensations arising here. And letting the direct physical sensations, completely wordless sensations, come into the foreground of awareness. So not pushing thoughts away, but rather allowing them to move to the periphery as you bring the direct physical sensations to center stage. So aware of whatever sensations are present in the region of the abdomen, belly. And then moving to the upper part of the front of the body, chest, front of the rib cage. Perhaps noticing your heart, feeling it beating, feeling the breath. Then taking a slightly deeper breath in, and on the out breath, sweeping awareness down both arms to the fingers of both hands. Noticing any sensations that may be here. Maybe moisture, maybe tingling, warmth or coolness. And then taking a few moments to use the spotlight of awareness to explore each finger and thumb in turn. And breathing. And then as you're ready, widening the focus of attention to take in the whole of the hands, palms, backs of the hands, wrists, and now keeping an awareness of the hands in the foreground of attention, and also being aware of breath in the background. Then perhaps imagining the breath entering the hands on the in-breath and leaving on the out-breath. And then taking a slightly deeper breath in to the hands, and on the out breath, shifting the focus of attention to the forearms. The right forearm and the left forearm. All the way from the elbows to the wrists. And breathing. Becoming aware of whatever sensations are arising in the forearms in this moment. As best you can, greeting these sensations without preconceptions. Meeting them with an open-minded curiosity. then moving to meet the upper arms. The right upper arm and the left upper arm. Becoming aware of whatever sensations are arising here. And if the mind is coming up with some comments, noticing that, and bringing the direct, wordless, physical sensations back to center stage of awareness. And then taking a slightly deeper breath in. And moving awareness to the shoulders. Right shoulder and left shoulder. And exploring whatever sensations are here. Being present with the right shoulder and the left shoulder. And taking a slightly deeper breath into the shoulders. And on the out breath, moving awareness to the region of the neck and throat. Perhaps noticing sensations of swallowing or of the air passing through your throat as you breathe. And taking a slightly deeper breath in. And on the out breath, bringing awareness to your face. And beginning with the jaw. Perhaps using the spotlight of awareness to trace all the way from your right ear around the jaw to your chin and up to the other ear. Perhaps noticing if the muscles feel loose or tight. And then moving awareness to your mouth. Your lips. Feeling where your lips make contact with each other. And then becoming aware of the inside of the mouth. Teeth, gums, roof of the mouth, tongue. Perhaps sensations of moisture or dryness. And moving awareness to your nose and the nostrils. Perhaps feeling the movement of air as you breathe. And then shifting to the cheeks, cheekbones, becoming aware of whatever sensations are arising in this region of the body. And moving now to the eyes, sockets of the eyes, eyelids, eyebrows. Perhaps aware of where the eyes are looking. moving to the forehead. Moving out to the temples. And then round to the ears. So holding the left ear and the right ear in awareness. And breathing. And imagining now if this feels comfortable to you, breathing into all the muscles and bones of the face, as if you were breathing into the underside of the face, breathing in and breathing out. Being with your face in this moment. And taking a slightly deeper breath in. And on the out-breath, bringing awareness to the back of your head, the top of your head, and scalp. I'm just feeling pressure where your head rests against the floor or the chair. Bringing curiosity to these sensations. And taking a slightly deeper breath in. And on the out breath, deliberately, intentionally shifting awareness down to the abdomen and becoming aware of any sensations of breath that you feel in this region of the body. So allowing awareness to settle on the area underneath the rib cage or slightly lower down in the lower belly. And feeling whatever breath sensations are here to be felt. And now you may like to imagine that you're able to breathe through the entirety of your body. So holding an awareness, a sense of your whole body, breathing. Feeling the completeness of the body as you lie here or sit here, breathing. Allowing things to be just the way they are in this moment. Seeing yourself as complete and whole, just whatever way you are and whatever way that is. And experiencing being totally awake now in this moment. Experiencing yourself in this room, breathing. And now directing attention outwards to take in sounds around you. Perhaps picturing the room. And then as you are ready, opening your eyes slowly and gently and looking around. Bringing awareness to how your body wants to move. Gently wriggling your toes and fingers, perhaps. or maybe stretching, curling up, moving in any way that feels right for you. And allowing the experiences of having done this practice to remain with you as you move into the next activities of your day.